Two policemen lost their lives and two others along with a passerby sustained injuries when a suicide bomber blew himself up near a police van at Ring Road Mall Mandi, Peshawar. The suicide bomber targeted the police mobile van patrolling near the Mall Mandi. As a result of the explosion, two policemen, including Sub-Inspector Lake Zadakhan and Constanla Lamsaib, lost their lives. Rescue workers immediately shifted the bodies and the injured to the hospital. Police said that the martyred and injured officials were inside the mobile van when they were targeted. The blast caused a severe damage to the vehicle and the echo of the blast was heard at faraway places, sending the waves of shock in the surrounding areas. Meanwhile, police recovered a body of an unknown person from the scene, which is suspected to be the body of the suicide bomber. After the incident, a large number of people gathered at the scene while senior police officers and heavy contingent also reached the spot and cordoned off the area. Police officials said investigation is being done from multiple angles to ascertain the nature of the blast. According to SSP operations, the blast near Ring Road Mall Mandi was a suicide attack targeting the police vehicle. He said that police and rescue teams immediately reached the spot and shifted the injured to a nearby hospital, where their condition is said to be critical. It is pertinent to mention that Shuhada Gaza conference was being organized by Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam, JUEIF, near the blast site. Policeman martyred, terrorist killed in Gwadar. A policeman was martyred and one terrorist killed, while another was critically injured, in an exchange of fire following a grenade attack on a residential compound in Gwadar. According to police sources, two attackers hurled a hand grenade at the residential quarters of laborers from Punjab near Bilal Masjid and attempted to flee while firing into the air. A police constable on duty rushed to pursue the fleeing attackers. Sensing danger, the outlaws opened fire on the policemen. In the exchange of fire, one of the assailants, identified as Shah Jahan, son of Muhammad, a resident of Dasht, was killed, while his accomplice, Shahzad, son of Wahid, a resident of Bakshi Colony Gwadar, sustained injuries and taken into custody in a critical condition. During the shootout, Constable Muhammad Kumari also sustained injuries and embraced martyrdom. In the cross-firing, three civilians from Muzaffargar, Abdul Ghaffar, Naveed Ahmed, and Anwar, sustained minor injuries, however, their condition is stated to be stable. Balochistan government spokesperson Shahid Rain confirmed the incident and expressed deep sorrow over the loss of the brave policemen. He condemned the cowardly terrorist attack, adding that those responsible would be brought to justice.